Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has announced its latest project to serve Kenai Peninsula anglers by providing non-boating access to another Kenai Peninsula stocked lake. Site improvements were made to Barbara Lake, located about 30 miles north of the city of Kenai, to provide responsible shore angler access while protecting the fish and wildlife habitat there. And the site improvements, according to Fish and Game, includes Barbara Lake public access and educational signage, a gravel parking pad, 300-foot path to the lake, and a 3-foot by 12-foot shoreline fishing platform. Barbara Lake was first stocked in 1980, and it continues to be stocked annually with rainbow trout. And it's a lake for casting small spinners or using bait under a bobber while fishing from the platform. The bag and possession limit for rainbow trout in this stocked lake is 5 fish, of which only one may be 20 inches or greater in length, according to Fish and Game. And the annual limit for rainbow trout, 20 inches or longer, is 2. If you retain a fish greater than 20 inches, you must immediately record that harvest on your harvest card or sport fishing license. And for additional lake stocking information, visit the Alaska Department of Fish and Game stocking webpage. For directions and a bathymetric map of the lake, visit the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Alaska Lake Database webpage. While visiting the facility, be respectful of private property and keep the area clean for all to enjoy. Also, for additional fishing information, review pages 67 and 89 of the 2021 South Central Alaska Sport Fishing Regulations Summary Booklet, or contact the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Area Management Biologists. Alaska's First Lady Rose Dunleavy congratulated the recipients of the First Lady's Volunteer of the Year Award at the ceremonial luncheon at the governor's Anchorage office. The First Lady and her selection committee continued the tradition of selecting this year's 7 honorees. And among the 7 honorees included Soldotna local Anna DeVold, who developed the Promote Our Pollinators environmental program to educate Alaskans about the importance of pollinators, i.e., butterflies, bees, bats, ladybugs, and hummingbirds. DeVold also won the President's Environmental Youth Award for the program earlier. Throughout the past several years, DeVold has held educational make-and-take presentations in schools, senior centers, libraries, and community events. She gives a short lesson, then participants plant their pollinator gardens with seeds selected for their ability to attract and sustain Alaskan pollinators. Participants receive flyers, activity books, hop logo buttons, bags, planting tags, and stickers. DeVold told KSRM back in January that she tweaked her pollinator packs.
You're going to see some different plants in it this year. I'm hoping to sell my curriculum kits and maybe some pollinator packs this upcoming year. I'm developing a business plan, so that'll be new. I'm still maintaining the POP website, the online course, and the Facebook page.
Alaska's First Lady released a statement saying, "Being an Alaskan means going above and beyond to help our neighbors and communities. This year's honorees are remarkable pillars of the community. They dedicate their time, energy, and talent to improve Alaskans' lives." First Lady Bella Hammond founded the First Lady's Volunteer of the Year Awards dating back to 1975, and each year the awards celebrate and encourage the spirit of volunteerism here in Alaska.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.